Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help
Hello, my name is Clark, and I'm calling from Green Dot Bank Dispute Department. Please be advised that this call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance. I'm calling because we have a cardholder who is disputing a charge with your company, and I need your assistance to verify if that charge is valid. The cardholder's name is Elizabeth Brown, and the disputed transaction was posted on May 7, 2021, for $92.90. So are you able to pull up that file on your end?
Yes, just give me one second. And what did you say her first name was?
The cardholder's name is Elizabeth Brown.
Okay, do you have the zip code?
Let me check. The cardholder's address here on my end, the zip code is 34210.
Okay, give me one second to look up an account.
All right.
Okay, so I do see an account here from Ms. Brown. There was an order placed on the 19th of April for our skin care. It was the cream and the serum.
All right. By the way, may I know who am I speaking with?
Aviana, A-V-I-O-N-E.
Okay. All right. Ma'am, I will be providing information that I'm seeing here on my end. And can you confirm if we have the same information on our files? So do you show the name of the customer as Elizabeth Brown?
Yes.
Okay. And for the address, do you show the address as 4802 51st Street West Apartment 1704 Bradenton, Florida 34210. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And how about for the phone number? Do you show the phone number as 941-465-5889?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And for the email address, do you have their bogrug, as in B as in Bob, ugrug1@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, ma'am, can you tell me what this $92.90 charge again is for?
So it was for the skin care. It was a cream and an eye serum.
All right. And do you have there the time as to when the customer has made this purchase online?
Give me a second. So it was made on April 19, 2021 at 7:09 p.m.
Okay. All right. So, ma'am, you are confirming with this information that you have provided, you're confirming that our cardholder or your customer was well aware of this transaction on your end, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, ma'am, do you have any other documentation to prove that this $92.90 is a valid transaction?
So you want to know, I have the last four of the card.
Okay. So, all right. Ma'am,
you want me to tell you the last four of the card?
That wouldn't be necessary. What I'm asking, ma'am, is if you have any proof or documentation that you can send on our end to confirm this with the cardholder that the charge she is disputing is a valid transaction. So will you be able to send anything back to us, ma'am?
Give me one second.
All right.
So, yes, sir, I'm not able to send anything back, but I can provide you with our website so that you can.
I see. Well, that's fine, ma'am. For the last thing, do you have the order number for this transaction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you provide it for me?
It is 21537. Mm-hmm. That's one of them. Yes.
All right. And ma'am, do you have the shipping address on your end?
Yes, sir. It's the same as the one that you gave me.
Oh, all right. And the recipient of that online order is the customer, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And ma'am, do you have the information as to when this product was shipped?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I have to
pull it up. Just give me a second. All right. Okay. Take your time, ma'am.
So it was delivered April 23rd at 1:38 p.m. to Bradenton, Florida.
Can you repeat the date again?
April 23rd at 1:38 p.m.
Right, and ma'am, do you have the shipment tracking number or tracking ID?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not actually able to give it out over the phone. You have to tell me and then I can confirm.
Oh, all right. That's fine, ma'am. How about for the shipment carrier? Are you allowed to provide the carrier who delivered this product to the customer?
Yes, sir. So it looked as if it was USPS, so the United States Postal Service.
And right. Okay. Again, ma'am, just to confirm I got everything correctly, the item or the charge was for a cream, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Can you provide me the exact name of the product on your system?
ELEVAIRE.
So it's aloe vera cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ma'am, again, may I know your complete name? Or, yeah, at least your first name?
Aviana A. V as in Victor, I O N E as in elephant.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the information I have here on my end, and I think you were able to provide everything that I need. So that's all for the day. Thank you so much, Avion. Again, my name is Clara from Green Dot Bank. Thank you so much for assisting me with this matter. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, bye-bye.